Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On a phone line is John Pierce, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorney, or part of his legal team. John, welcome back. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. Nice to talk to you again. Thank you for having me on.
Your client is free on $2 million bail while awaiting trial. Are you in Kenosha right now, or where are you?
No, I and the entire team and Kyle are in an undisclosed location because of safety reasons and death threats, et cetera. So, we really can't specify more than that.
Well, but you or somebody's appearing before a judge today, is that right?
That is by Zoom video conference, John.
Oh, I see. So Kyle is free, I presume, in Illinois still. Doesn't matter where you are. You all are going to, over Zoom, visit with the judge today. What's going to happen?
So this is the formal, this is the arraignment, John. And so Kyle will be formally pleading not guilty to all charges today, essentially.
I guess that's no surprise. Although I think last time we spoke, we discussed whether or not the other side is going to make an offer to you, plead guilty to this in exchange for that. Has there been any negotiation along those lines?
I can't speak to that specifically. For reasons that the legal proceedings are ongoing, I can tell you that I cannot imagine a plea deal that we would accept because Kyle is completely innocent of all charges. And, you know, not only is it crucial for him to be cleared, but, you know, this is a case that is existentially important to the right of self-defense and the Second Amendment. And so it's crucial that he be vindicated so that, you know, those rights are reinvigorated, you know, for a long time to come.
I'm reading from Reuters. Rittenhouse, your client is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and five other criminal counts related to the shootings. We're going back to August 25th now at the demonstration that followed the shooting of Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse, who faces a trial in Kenosha County, will plead not guilty on all counts. Teenager was freed after... How did you guys get $2 million? Well, of $2 million, did you need $2 million?
Oh yeah, it was not easy, John. We really beat the bushes for a few months. And the vast majority of that is from small dollar donors. You know, very patriotic Americans who, you know, stepped up and did what they could, even though we probably couldn't do much. There were a couple larger donations toward the end. I think some of the media appearances, helped, but it was not easy. It took a few months, and it was $2 million cash on the barrelhead. So. That money is sitting with the court clerk to secure Kyle's appearance at trial, which, of course, you know, will happen.
So has he just been living at home then, awaiting all of these proceedings?
So obviously I can't speak to his location for safety purposes, but he is with his family. And so they are thrilled with that. And he's been able to be with his family for the holidays. But of course, you know, he cannot live, a normal life right now. He can't go out, hang out with friends, you know, be on social media, things that normal teenagers do. So, it's tough, but I got to tell you, Kyle is an extremely strong young man at this point, just turned 18. His mother, Wendy, his entire family, very strong people. And so, they're hanging in there, but it's going to be a long, hard fight. It's not easy.
You know, I think a problem that a lot of people have with this story is, while your client may have been acting in self-defense when he shot those people, he would not have been in that position if he hadn't gone up there as some sort of teenage vigilante.
Let me just stop you right there. He's not a teenage vigilante. He's a lifeguard. He's a great kid who went there to clean graffiti, met a business owner who desperately needed help protecting his business. He went there. Yeah.
He's a teenage vigilante. He wasn't up there to clean. Wasn't up there to clean graffiti, and he wasn't up there as a lifeguard. He wasn't safe. He wasn't up there as a lifeguard. That he is a lifeguard doesn't have anything to do with it.
That morning, he was up there to clean graffiti. And if you want to defame him, then you can either retract it right now or we can send you a retraction letter. But this kid is totally innocent. He is not a vigilante. He went there to protect businesses and to provide medical aid to protesters. Yeah. If the mayor and governor had done their basic fundamental duty to provide law and order and not allow their city to burn down, then this wouldn't have happened.
See,
so don't try to flip it around on Kyle.
Well, but that I think we're having two different conversations here, and I'll have both of them with you. Yeah. In the latter case, I think maybe he does have a case to self-defense, but I just don't think that the mayor or the governor want teenagers from Illinois to get guns and come up to Wisconsin and try and hold the peace.
Do they want Antifa and Black Lives Matter activists to come there with guns and burn down the city?
I don't think they want teenagers from Illinois to get guns and drive up there. If he hadn't done that, that would not have happened.
Well, answer my question. Why were the people with guns from out of state, from Antifa and Black Lives Matter, there burning down the city? Yeah. Kyle was not there burning down a city. Kyle was there to protect a business and to treat wounded protesters. He got attacked by a vicious mob who was trying to kill him. He defended himself. Yeah. This is basic self-defense. And candidly, it's not complicated. And I have a hard time believing you can't understand it. So it sounds to me like propaganda is coming out of your mouth.
No, I think what's happening is we're having two different conversations. I actually saw the video, and I think that guy jumping in the air about ready to break his neck with his foot, he could have killed Kyle in that moment. Kyle shot him.
And before that, the child molester who was trying to seize his weapon
has nothing
while
to do with that. Kyle didn't know that. Kyle didn't know that he was a child molester.
Well, he knew that somebody who was very aggressive, who had said he was going to kill him, was setting upon him immediately.
Your Honor, I want that statement struck from the talk show.
In addition, Gage Grosewitz had a Glock or whatever brand handgun it was, and attempted to bring it down and shoot Kyle in the head.
So
you name one of those three individuals who was not trying to kill Kyle, or alternatively, if you prefer to view it this way, was not trying to put Kyle at imminent harm of serious bodily harm or death.
What's the next step then in this? So you guys are going to plead not guilty. Then what happens?
Yes. So there will be a trial date set. Whether it's set today or some point, there'd be a trial date set. There will have to be, an awful lot of discovery that occurs with respect to making sure we get, the autopsy and the ballistics reports and all that kind of stuff. So the criminal proceedings will move along. It'll probably take a while. And then there's going to be a raft of civil lawsuits on every front for Kyle and his mother, including defamation suits, civil rights suits.
Per Kyle. You mean by Kyle or against Kyle?
By Kyle, there may be civil suits against Kyle, which we will counterclaim against as necessary.
Well, I guess ultimately what I'm trying to get at is here. So then I wonder when the trial actually takes place.
That's not set yet. It may be set today, at least with an initial date. I anticipate that'll be some time out because, although this is not a complicated case in terms of what happened factually, there's a lot of video evidence. There's going to have to be a lot of things that are authenticated. So, all that's going to take a while. So, maybe 6 months to a year out, or even more potentially.
Yeah, that's the way these things go. And then, so what happens with, I just imagine this is fantastically expensive for the family. Are you all working pro bono, or are they going to have to find the funds to defend themselves over the course of a year like this?
So the family has been, very fortunate in the sense that there have been, some organizations, including the National Association for Gun Rights, that have provided donations specifically for their living expenses, because they can't work right now. So that is covered. We have also, the family also has recently, as you may have seen, launched a new fundraising effort at the website freekyleusa.com. Of course, there's been some controversy about some of the merchandise that they're selling on there, but, we have to do what's necessary.
Thank you for mentioning that. What's the controversy? I haven't seen the site. What are you guys selling?
There's various kinds of merchandise, essentially, Free Kyle, and has the tagline, self-defense is a right, not a privilege. And there are those who think that it's just outrageous that we're selling merchandise to fund his defense, and various platforms have shut us down. And, we keep finding new ones to put us back up. The bottom line is we need funds to provide for the defense. And so we're going to do everything and anything necessary, to make sure that happens.
Okay. It's at 1 o'clock this afternoon, right? In a little over an hour, you all will appear before the judge?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Yep. John, good luck to you.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Hey, always enjoy the conversation. Anytime you need an update, really appreciate it.
That's John Pierce. He's attorney representing Kyle Rittenhouse, who is expected to plead not guilty. Well, they told you right there that that's what they're going to do.